The chances of you becoming the next viral sensation online are pretty slim. So how will your video content get seen? Today, I'm going to be completely transparent with you and share the biggest area in which I struggle when it comes to producing content. And there's a good chance you're going to struggle with it as well, but we're going to discuss how we can overcome it together in this episode. I'm Luke Clayton, and welcome to Church Media HQ. Today's episode is brought to you by Creative Team Pro, our premier creative service for graphic design, logo creation, videography, and even podcast production. Whether your church can afford a full-time creative professional or not, there's actually a good chance that your church doesn't need to make this hire at all. Our team has provided creative service remotely for hundreds of churches and organizations, and we'd love the chance to work for you. And of course, we're not going to expect you to take our word for it, because you can actually start with Creative Team Pro for free. So get our team started on your next creative project at creativeteampro.com. That's creativeteampro.com. There's no credit card required to sign up. All you got to do is head over to creativeteampro.com to get started. And my team and I look forward to working with you. Welcome to your weekly coaching episode that will either teach you a new concept, provide some creative insight, or maybe it's even going to help you avoid some kind of mistake. All of this so that you can ultimately achieve excellence in your media and marketing. If you're finding this content helpful, then help out someone else by taking a moment to share this with another leader or creative like yourself. Now, like I've mentioned before, I've produced a lot of video content over the years, content that I believe, for the most part, to be good and could provide value to others in some way. So here's my biggest obstacle. It's not producing quality content. I can do that. Again, I've got this studio kind of optimized to shoot quality content, good camera, good lighting, good audio. No, it's not producing the content. It's distributing the content. It's getting it out there. So the big idea for the day is that we're going to be talking about the key to getting your content seen. It's not waiting on some hope that you'll go viral or have some big break. It's simply consistency. And these principles can be applied to any kind of content. So maybe you are looking to start just some type of audio podcast, audio-only podcast type of situation or something like that. Or even if you're looking to write, maybe you say, hey, I'm just going to write blogs or something like that. These principles have to be applied, and they can be applied to just about any content, but of course we're going to focus on how it applies to video content. So here are five factors of content distribution. Number one, you want to develop a schedule and you want to stick to it. So whether you're putting out your content, your videos, your podcast, your blogs, whether it's daily, weekly, monthly, you want to just have a schedule and stick to it. Let me challenge you. Don't get too ambitious. Right now, I'm producing 3 episodes a week worth of content, 2 on Church Media HQ and 1 on Connection Culture. It took me a long time to get to where I was able to keep up with that type of output and do it well. When I first started podcasting, we started just doing 1 episode a month. After being proving to ourselves that we could do that for, you know, about, I don't know, it was probably about 4 or 5 months or so, we started doing 2 a month. Then another 6 months later, we started doing weekly. And it wasn't until this calendar year, 2021, that we actually took it upon ourselves to start dropping a 2nd weekly episode of Church Media HQ content and introducing an entirely new podcast. So I there's no way I could have done that from the beginning. And even now, it definitely has its challenges to keep up with. So all that to say, don't get too ambitious. Look, once a month, it's more than acceptable. I have more respect for a content or video channel or whatever that drops content consistently monthly than I do the ones that say, oh, we're going to give you weekly content, and they die off after, you know, a month, which is typically what happens. So so when it comes to that, like I said, don't get too ambitious. And then also with this thought in mind, don't publish anything until you have your next 60 days planned and your next 30 days developed. Now that seems like a little bit, that seems like a lot, I understand, but it helps you understand what it does take to produce this content, and it makes sure that you're ahead of the game. So just to give you an example, the next, as of recording time, the next probably 60 days or so of our content, maybe even up to 90 days, is mapped out. We kind of have an idea of where we're going. We'll leave some room for some flexibility for some things here and there, but the next 60 days or so are planned out. And at time of recording, we are in the process of developing out 30 days, or actually more than that, of actual recorded content. It's been developed and recorded. You say, that seems like overkill. Well, it's going to ensure that you're publishing consistently and that you're staying on schedule. So if you say, well, I'm going to do a monthly podcast. Okay, great. So let's get an idea for how those next two episodes are going to be. And let's go ahead and record the next one so that you have it ready to go. I would even challenge you, if you're going to do a monthly podcast, try to do two and get those ready to go. However you decide to do it, the point here is just to not fall behind and to stay ahead and push yourself to stay ahead. And when you have this 60-30-day rule in place, it helps you with that. Number two, the second principle here, batch create. So produce multiple episodes, installments, all in one sitting. That's what I did. And I didn't even try to hide it. I didn't even change my shirt any episode given. I used to do that back in the day. Now I'm like, get over it. Okay. Look, I sat all down one afternoon and I actually recorded how many episodes did it wind up being? How many episodes are in this series? I've lost count. I mean, what is it, like seven episodes or so in this series? And I produced two other episodes for Connection Culture, all in one sitting in one afternoon. This batch creation process is a game changer. It's how you do keep up. It's the only way that I keep up with the amount of output that we're doing around here is batch creating. I'm not sitting down week to week and recording. Now in Connection Culture, sometimes I am because of the nature of that type of content. Sometimes I want to give an update about maybe a movie review or something because we're covering kind of consumer tech and media. For example, when Apple came out with their new iPhones, I did a standalone episode for that. That was kind of, you know, on the fly, or not on the fly, but what am I trying to say? It wasn't pre-recorded days or weeks in advance. I actually had to record it the day it was supposed to release because of the way the schedule fell. But for the most part, 80%, 90% of the content that I'm recording, I'm batch creating, and I'm not even trying to hide it anymore. So again, hope you've liked, if you're watching, I hope you liked looking at this here green shirt, because it has been a pleasure doing all of this in one sitting instead of trying to do this any given week. So look, if you're going to do content like this, there's no shame in batch creating. It's very effective. It's very productive, efficient use of your time. So don't be afraid to batch create. Next, you want to start with your base. And what I mean by that, when it comes to actually distributing, start with your base. If you already have social media followers, tweet out and share a link on your Facebook, Instagram, whatever. If you already have an email list, send it out to your list. I have an email list. Every week we send out our weekly episodes to those on our list because, hey, we already have a base there. Start with your base there, and then it can grow from there. Number four, diversify your publishing portfolio. And what I mean by that is to put it on as many channels as possible. If you're making a video content like we're talking about, obviously YouTube seems to be like the place to go, Facebook, social media, but you can also put it on audio, put an audio version. You go to anchor.fm, create a completely free, it's like, I call it the YouTube of audio. It's a completely free platform where you can put a podcast, no cost to you, and really very little effort. And don't be afraid to cross post, you know, and reformat things. We talked about taking a horizontal video to vertical, all of this stuff. Diversify your publishing portfolio. And then number five, play the long game. So depending on your base, who you've already got kind of in your crowd, in your audience, whatever you want to call it, depending on it, it's very unlikely that you're going to reach thousands, hundreds, or even dozens of viewers overnight. Just stick to your schedule, publish your content consistently, and over time, your audience is going to slowly and gradually grow. So the takeaway for today, determine that publishing schedule. Let's go back to that. Develop that distribution plan for the next 30 days. Schedule a time to batch record the content that you want to publish over the course of the next 30 days, and then get to work. Because I will tell you, this is not simple. It's not something that's just easy. It is something that does require work. But if you put in the planning, you put in the work, you're going to be good to go. You're going to be able to keep up with it as long as you're willing to put in the effort and the planning that is required. Well, that brings us to the end of this series, and I have, again, really enjoyed it. I hope you have as well. I hope you're enjoying this different, shorter format. I think I did go a little over 10 minutes in this particular episode, but you're going to be super forgiving, and I appreciate that. So we're going to start a new series of content here soon, but until then, I want you to stay innovative, keep dreaming, and please don't ever stop creating. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.